This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers and City Market workers in Denver have authorized a strike over pay and pandemic working conditions. CPR's Matt Bloom reports a union contract covering thousands of workers expires this week.
Workers voted almost 100% in favor of a strike. They're protesting parent company Kroger's hiring of temporary workers to fill vacancies. Union President Kim Cordova says she hopes the vote gives workers more leverage.
Well, it's really puts the ball in the company's court right now. So they're either going to come to the table and resolve the unfair labor practices, or at 11:59 p.m. on January 8th, we have the ability to walk out and strike.
Negotiations are expected to resume in Denver on Tuesday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado set a new record for positive COVID cases in a single day on December 31st, more than 11,000 cases. Officials say that's evidence of the transmissibility of the Omicron variant. El Paso County has seen 5,000 COVID cases in the past week. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
A post-holiday surge in cases is definitely real in El Paso County. 23% of tests are coming back positive. It's the steepest infection rate change the county has seen during the entire pandemic. At the same time, deaths and hospitalizations seem to be trending downward. 63% of eligible residents in El Paso County have been fully vaccinated against COVID, compared to 70% statewide. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.